Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Excuse me. We are back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. Second segment here, 4 o'clock hour. Before we get to the top of the 5 o'clock hour, we'll dive into some spring football or NFL draft and spring football. Excuse me. But in this segment here, we're going to talk a little college basketball. We got some movement, you know, like kind of Nebraska, like the affiliation with the state of Nebraska, I'd say this. We had Sip talk about Chucky Hepburn early this morning. St. Thomas decided where he was going. C.J. Wilcher, who I'm a big fan of, declared or committed to where he was going. And Nebraska got a commitment. Mm. And that's, you know, then we got more stuff going on. And so we got one text in here. We'll just start right here, 3994. He says, I hear Chucky to Louisville, according to Sip. What do you think about that, Austin? Louisville, Elville, you know.
Big L.
Who's famous from being from Louisville?
A lot of people. I don't know where your head's at specifically.
The greatest of all time. Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way, yeah. Yeah.
Do you have him in a basketball sense or
what? Basketball sense. You know, I was...
Peyton Siva.
Yeah. I was thinking more Denny Crum and Never Nervous Purvis Allison. Sure. But, you know, I mean, it's a total different part of the country. I mean, if it happens. I mean, obviously, Chucky will announce whenever he wants. Sip said it might be, you know, a couple of those Bellevue, Thunderbirds going to get going. So, look, man, it's new beginnings, new opportunities. I think there's been an influx of, correct me if I'm wrong, when Payne was, you know, let go, one of his complaints was the support from an NIL recruiting budget, which is crazy. The recruiting budget wasn't on par with what he was used to from Kentucky. NIL as well, support. He didn't get one of the things that the athletic director said that they're going to do more, which obviously they have to go out and try to potentially get a player or players at the caliber of Chucky Hepburn. So, what are your thoughts on that? Because I think I always find it interesting that you hire this coach from Kentucky in Payne, well-respected coach, good player in his own right when he played, phenomenal coach. You've seen him. You know him. And this is after Mac and all this losing, who I still don't know what happened. I know it's the I know it's Zion and all this other, but he just seemed tailor-made for it. You know, because I was a big fan of his from when he was at Xavier. But then it's like somehow just magically you're going to get bigger recruiting budget and NIL support. It was almost like you're sabotaging a dude.
That
right?
Part.
I mean, am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're on to
okay,
something.
Okay, maybe some donors didn't believe in him. I get it. You know, I remember when Red McCombs was talking about Charlie Strong. I was saying he'd be a good defensive coordinator. Well, buddy, he's your head coach. And you are one of the biggest Texas alumni and supporter financially. That's your head coach, and he just beat Oklahoma. So you better start opening up the checkbook. I just wonder about that. And who knows if it ever was going to really work out for him, but I think he gutted the roster. We're talking about a pain. Had some unique characters on there. I remember which I was like, he's gone after this press conference, where the player he was talking about, I don't know who they were playing, but they said he went back in the locker room and his mind wasn't right because he didn't have his tights on, the certain tights on.
Yeah.
Like, bro, you wouldn't be on the team. You know what I mean?
Not for a second.
But he came back and had a good game, but that's what he had to deal with. Those are the type of players you have to deal with sometimes.
Louisville itself has a lot going on. Kentucky has a lot going on. That whole state is just kind of in flux right now in a basketball sense. I don't think Nolan Smith played his cards correctly either, going from Duke to Louisville. I get why he went home to follow his dad's footsteps, but I don't think he was all in on Louisville, which is probably not helping Kenny Payne, that you know, sabotaging even on his own staff. But it almost makes me wonder whose ring Kenny Payne didn't kiss on his way in the door. You know, because that should have been a coup for Lou. Right. A guy with NBA ties, respected player, respected coach just in his own right.
You stole him from Big Brother. Yes.
Why do you not want to get behind that guy? And like Pat Kelsey, I've enjoyed his teams at College of Charleston. They've been, you know, one of those, is this a sneaky, you know, dark horse in the NCAA tournament teams, but haven't really done that much. Dominated the Colonial to some degree. I like him as a coach. It just felt really underwhelming for that program. And he's the guy you're going to go in and support? Like, did you suddenly have some epiphany? Oh, we messed up with Kenny Payne. Yeah. Now we're in on this guy. Color me skeptical that they had some epiphany.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems odd. And you're right. What booster didn't you kiss his or her butt, you know, when you first got there? And it's different in Louisville. It's definitely different. Obviously, Rick Pitino has showed you it is, you know, for him to go from Kentucky to the NBA back to Louisville, it is definitely a different clientele, per se. Who knows if Kenny Payne felt like he didn't have to because he came from Kentucky. We're better than you. I'm a legitimate coach. You just hired me. Maybe that was it. And then it was like, a death sentence from the beginning. But you're right. Like, now you open the checkbook for him. And it's not taking anything away from him.
Right.
But it just is odd. Like, this is a guy on whether it's, first of all, it checks every box. He's a good player, came up through the ranks with coaching, won a championship, a great recruiter, a great coach, assistant coach. You've seen him because it'd just be like me and you looking at a coach up at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, or Creighton. We know who he is. You've probably crossed paths with him out on the recruiting trail and just – at different events. You're in Kentucky, for God's sake, right? You're not like one's in New York and one's in L.A. You're in the same state. You know who he is, right?
Yeah, you play each other every darn year.
And you hired him. So that was a little odd.
And that brings us to Chucky. I don't get it, but I do at the same time. In a purely basketball sense, step down. Wisconsin is in a better... Not that Wisconsin's in a great place right now, but Wisconsin's in a better spot than Louisville. I don't think that's a question in my mind.
Right.
I think Greg Gard is a more proven coach than Pat Kelsey. I think Chucky's role could have been bigger at Wisconsin, potentially, with another year stepping into it.
Right.
It makes me wonder what it is Kelsey and Louisville see, because Chucky has to be getting a bag. You know,
sure.
I don't know any of the numbers, in particular. But
get it.
Absolutely, go get it. Yeah. But to me, it almost feels like chasing the bag to some degree. And like, I respect Louisville for doing that.
Right.
I'm sure there's more that goes into it. But I don't know if I would need to be sold on Chucky Hepburn being the face of a program. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. But sometimes it could be a match made in heaven, but the sun hasn't shown up yet. And here's why.
That's fair.
And this is, I can only equate it to when I was in Houston. And you're trying to, and we didn't have bad guys, but in the stadium or whatever, but you see it all the time in the NFL, whereas you're trying to change the culture. And you're trying to change, and Louisville's culture is gone. So
Chucky can be a culture guy for sure.
Right. So right. You could trust him off the field. He's a good-looking young kid. He's established. And what drives an offense from the get-go? How do you try to put good basketball on the court it starts with your point guard.
Yep.
He has to be the best point guard in the transfer portal. He's one of the best point guards in the nation, period. So you're getting a legitimate player. You're getting him there. It's a good challenge for him. It's a different type of basketball now. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it could open up his offense.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Offensive game, and then give him a more, I guess, exposure to say, okay, I can do more than just defense, third or fourth option on offense in my third or fourth year, and the reins will be off him a little bit, yeah. Right? So let him to get, you know, do some more stuff.
Or even if the reins aren't off, you at least have more control of them.
Yeah,
right.
More control,
I think guards are control freak.
Right.
I don't know that Kelsey is.
No, so he's more free. So you here, if you want an example of going from Gonzaga for Hunter Salas to Wake Forest. Look what it done for him.
Yeah.
It's still the same player. Yes, he worked on his game, but man, it looks like a totally different player. Not saying that, you know, Chucky didn't love Wisconsin, because he did, because he could have left last year as well. So I think it could be a sneaky good get. The hard part will be, I don't know if it's the same quality of team that he's used to, and you only got 1 year. And so, you know, I equate it to when I was in Houston. You know, we had a really good defense, crappy offense, and sometimes you had to overpay for guys to get them to come. And if that's the case, more power to them. And I always tell kids, if this is something that you choose to do, and you would have to give me, like, if I was, say, in my second year, we won championship, and, you know, somehow people say, well, you want to go in the portal, and I'm starting at Nebraska, you would have had to give me, like, I don't know, like six times what I was. It would have to be something like, hey, I got to do this, right? Yeah. That type of money that they're potentially talking about him, you got to do it, because you can't replace that. But also, I think it'd be good for him, for Chucky, to maybe get a fresh start and bring it. And he can have a big influence on that program in a short amount of time, because he has really good leadership skills. He's stable. And I'm a big believer that guard play is at a premium right now in all levels. And
there are dudes that can dribble, and there are dudes that can shoot. But being a basketball player at the guard position, yeah, you're always looking for those
guys.
He's
a basketball player. He loves the game. He knows that he does the things that don't show up in the box score. So, you know, also quick, CJ Wilcher is going to Texas A&M. That's interesting.
All right, CJ.
Yeah,
right.
Well, they saw him up close and personal. He had a really good year. Kind of slowed down a little bit, you know, towards the, you know, Big Ten, you know, tournament. And then obviously only one game in the NCAA, but showed really good for his last year coming off the bench. He graduated, so it's kind of like a free year to ball. St. Thomas, the former Miller North basketball player, who's done a really good job he's transferring to USC, which is great. I think he averaged was he at Northern Colorado?
Northern
yep. Colorado. I think he averaged pretty much 20 points a game.
Yeah.
A three-level scorer. Obviously, he's gotten better since high school. Played on a phenomenal team. Great for him. And then not only did Wisconsin lose Chucky, Fred Hoiberg got a commit from a Wisconsin guard, shooter, right?
Yeah. Seijin.
And got hurt the first game of the year. Battled through a back injury. So you're going to get a guy that's going to be motivated, hopefully healthy. So Nebraska keeps adding to the roster. So I think it's a good time. Now we got one text here, Austin. 84-62. Exciting game Friday evening at Iowa West. Love me some sudden death. No, I do not.
Jay Farmer, not about sudden death.
We were in triple overtime, and we lost in triple overtime.
Dang.
And this is after, I've been getting to calls and texts. Austin, here's how the deal is, man. Here's my problem. And you know what? As much as I like to push kids and kind of, you know, we got to do this better. You know what? I'm fine with it. You know what? I need to coach better, right? And the biggest mistake you can make is assuming that the team or the players that you got, no matter, even if I always watch them all through high school because I'm fortunate enough to call games with Nick Sainert. Big shout out. 937 ticket allows us to call games on Tuesday, Friday, Saturdays, all basketball season. So I'm able to see them, kind of do some scouting, know the kids, most of them. So you just assume like, okay, I trust them. Like, all right, you're going to show up ready to play. That did not happen. It has not happened. So that's my fault, right? Because what do I always say? And the thing is, I need to take my own advice, right? So we're having a little couch session here. I always say, you can have the same team, the exact same player. Yes, Austin, I know. Okay.
You're on the couch. I'm taking notes.
You can have the same team that wins a championship in year one. And you come back in year two, it's not the same team.
Brand new.
You got to start over. And that's what UConn has done with Hurley. And that's what Coach Jay Foreman did not do. But I will tell you this. I've had a long talk with myself. If any of those kids are parents are listening, come Wednesday night, when you pick your kids up after practice, you're going to have a new young man get in your car because that ain't happening no more.
Mm.
And
fire me up, Coach Foreman.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yo, listen, if you talk about your sphincter mother, I'm puckered up tight. Okay, I ain't sleep all weekend and I ain't sleep last night, but I had an epiphany this morning when I was in the gym. I said, you know what? I got to do better. And I'm going to do better because I'm going to coach like I always coach. I was trying to let them kind of 16 years old, like, okay, you guys are young men. Nah. Nah, we know what? We're going to lock hands and we're going to do this together.
Business.
Yeah, we're going to stand on it. And listen, come 2 weeks, we're going to get Casey's barbecue and this will be a different team when we show up. But that was in there. Listen, what happened? We went to double overtime or something, and I don't know what we did, man. You know, I'm mad at myself, but I was trying to prove a point. But these kids too young; they ain't getting the point. You know what I'm saying? You know, you remember when Kobe in the playoff against the Phoenix, he didn't shoot.
Yeah,
and to prove a point, that's what I was trying to do. But I ain't Kobe. You know what I'm saying? I'm Obi. I'm without the cake. You know? I'm Obi without the cake. And it didn't work. I was trying to think like, hey, and you know what it is? I was over there pouting, man. I watched the game. I'm over there pouting. I'm looking at me like, Jay, you over there. I'm over there pouting, right? I'm wanting them to, hey, let's not have Coach pout. What happening? And the thing that's crazy, we played the number one team. We were playing up 17, right? So we're 16. We're playing up 17. We beat the number one team. Not with ease.
But you did it.
Yeah.
Never easy.
Yeah, and one of the parents said, I didn't know the coach had a beef with me or whatever. I guess they were walking past. He was like, yeah, we owe this dude some payback. Hey, man, I just show up and do my thing, right? He's like, hey, I owe this dude some payback. Let's beat these dudes by 23. I had no idea. I'm like, hey, I just drove up here. These dudes, I know they good. I know we play. I assume we compete. We did. You know, we start moving the ball, you know, start hitting some shots, and, you know, we did our thing. We won, you know. That's probably why I was so disappointed at the second game.
But see, that's the beef. You made it look easy, right? The coach wanted you to be more fired up about it. You're like, yeah, just came up, did my thing.
I dapped him up.
It's the ego thing, Jay. You didn't pat the coach's ego.
I dapped him up, man. I didn't know about this to afterwards. You know what, when I found out about it? When I started getting complaints from the parents because I didn't coach hard enough in the second game. They said, it was, oh, by the way. You ain't do your job good enough in the second game. And the dude in the first game had some beef with you. So pretty much they said you should have been on one the second game. So now you about to see it then. I'm printing you right now. I will be on somebody's Instagram. Because I kicked the chair in Texas. Listen, I'm going to turn tables over from here on out. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin, or a quick break. We'll be right back. 5 o'clock hour. NFL draft, mock draft. So texters, text in. Who do you think they're going to be the second and third quarterback gone? Then we're going to get into Matt Rhule, some notes from his presser. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.